Today, explorers of the unknown ask you to join us as we dive into an idea of such perplexity that it must be addressed by your very own reporters of the rear. Our roommates in this spinning globe we call Earth are supporters, friends, and fascinating beings all to themselves. Join us as the Something Perplexing podcast takes a look at the idea of talking to animals. I'm Issa.
Meow.
I wish we could get goat, man. We need goat.
I'm just going to meow the whole episode.
That was Pat. Patty was the cat. What were you, Patty? It was a cat.
Yes.
Khaled is a dog. Woof, woof. Yeah, right. We need a goat.
What is your spirit animal? I heard it's not good. Like, that's an offensive term.
Is it?
So, yeah, I did hear that.
I don't know. What is my spirit animal? I have no idea. I have no idea.
I promise. I'm not kidding. I heard it was an offensive term. Mine is a house cat, 100%.
House cat. Okay.
Oh, like when you relate. What animal you relate to the most?
Yeah, like, what's your spirit animal? Like, yeah.
I have dreams of flying, but I'm nothing but birds. Maybe a chicken, because I like to play with the chickens, and I like eating the chickens. So maybe a chicken.
You need to play with the chicken heads.
They rub the chicken in the lap. They have chickens in the neighborhood.
Huh?
I think Colin catch what you what the slag you lay out in there.
Oh. No,
there you go. Start to click on you.
I'm really slow with the jokes. People get it before I do. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah.
So you say in chicken, house cat. I want to say conquering lion, the tribe lion. Of Judah. No. Let me see.
My rank thing. It's not going to say lion, but have you ever met a lion or touched a lion? We don't have to touch it. You don't have to be near the animal to be their spirit animal, I guess.
No.
I guess I need to do like an acid trip to find out what that is.
Jesus.
I love cats. I love I love dogs too, man.
I touched a wolf. I would like to see, you know, so I could say maybe a wolf.
Dude, that wolf in Homestead don't count. That wolf in Homestead is horrible, dude. I don't know what they do to that wolf. Just in Homestead, chilling out. Just letting everybody come to and fro. And touch
it was amazing. I had a wolf lick my bald head. He was just licking away at it. You know, I was like, oh, it felt great. I was this people. Oh, my God, Patty. For a second there, I thought there was a cat behind me.
There is.
And it was your picture. I was like, you're confused with who I am.
Hi, Loki. Hey, and my other cat's ashes are over there. Move, Loki.
Ashes.
In there.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So there's actually in that globe. So there's actually two cats behind me. Look at Loki. He's trying to go into another dimension through the mirror.
I still have my cat ashes, too.
Oh.
That was like a serious thing for me, dude, when my cat died. I was like, that was tears.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was a lot of work for me when pets die. You got to dig a deep hole in the backyard. I don't cremate, we bury.
Is that a religious thing or like?
Because all Khalid pets is Muslim cats. So they can't be. They need to get
pets,
buried.
Birds, chickens, anything. If I had a bird on the street with my car, I'd pick the bird up and take it home and bury it. If I could find it.
Wow.
But that's why I don't want to get a horse. That's going to be a deep hole.
A very deep hole.
Deep hole. I can't dig a deep hole.
Unless you eat it.
No eating horses.
Who am I? No eating horses.
No eating horses. Not here.
I mean, like, the pet industry too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Yeah. Do you guys communicate with your pets?
Yes. There's two of them right here.
Oh, yeah. I just came up with a name for one of my pets. The one of the cats. We're going to call him Onyx. I'm like, what is Onyx really? You know, that's a random name. So I have a new name for him. I'm going to call him Chuck Mangione.
What's that?
That is from an episode of Friends.
Right? Oh.
There was a song where Joey was singing a song to his neighbor across the hall. The morning is here. The morning's here. And then I'm like, where is that song from? I heard that song before. Turns out it was a guy named Chuck Mangione who did it. And I'm like, you know, why not call my cat Chuck Mangione? It's a cool name. I'm like, Chuck Mangione, get the fuck off the couch.
It's part of your favorite show. Why not?
Yeah. Why not, right? I'm like, all right, cool. Let's do that. But yeah, I communicate with my communicate, not talk to them. I could talk to them, but you have to, the plan is to have a communication, a dialogue going back and forth. Have you done that?
I feel like I talk to my kitten right now. I feel like I have extensive, long conversations, and she answer back. But this is what I thinking, right?
Uh-huh.
I thinking she respond to tones. I don't think she can understand English. I shaky. I don't know if she could. So in her mind, she'll hear when I say, "Hey, baby, how you doing? You okay? You ready for your brush?" She hand. Like if she had a Peanuts cartoon, yeah, like a Charlie Brown. I didn't her mind. She know ma is it's brushing time, and then she'll be like mama.
I know what that means. Because in my mind, I see there's some feistiness.
Boat out.
This is the first time that they've been both together.
Lily
having
will
a show.
Lily will slap the shit out of Loki. Hold on. Okay, sorry.
No, this is good. This is great. We're seeing an actual action going on.
Yeah, your parts never come out, dude, and both of them come out.
We're talking about animals today, so they have to come out, you know.
They know. They're not stupid. They know what we're talking about.
What got me into thinking about this communicating with animals, right?
Something right there.
You got yours? There was.
I didn't even realize. Right next to me.
Wow, look at that. It's a cat world. Where are your 300 cats?
My cats they're outside because they're going to be like, my cats want to come in. They'll sit on the computer. They will get in front of me and just everything I'm doing, they're on top of. So they have to be outside for this. But what got me into thinking about this topic was there was communicating with animals was scientists recently had a conversation with a whale, a 20-minute conversation with a whale. I sent you guys a video of it. But in that video, what they've been doing is studying the whale sounds and matching up their actions with their sounds, the sounds that they make. So basically, they were sending out this signal, and this whale came in named Twain, and they were saying hi, and the whale was responding hi. So they said hi for like the first few minutes. Hi, 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 hi. And then as they were leaving, the whale continued to communicate with the humans on their research vessel. So the whale wanted more. So who knows? As it was going away, it was communicating still. It may have been saying, hey, bye, I'll see you later, whatever. Tell your friends, come next time. But this is just a start. So the plan is, with this research, in the future, when it comes time for us to communicate with extraterrestrials, they'll have the foundation for it. So this all is basically building blocks. And what I come to find out also is that they've been using AI technology to map out actions in animals and their sound waves and their sounds that they make to see what they do. So they did also a study on bats, and they mapped out bats and their actions, what they do. Turns out bats communicate directly with one another. They know the sounds for food. They have an entire language, and they were able to map it out using AI technology and, you know, their sounds and their actions matching everything up. So basically, that's the plan: to see an animal, map out everything that they're doing with the sounds, and see what they're communicating. So that, you know, cool stuff.
It's dude, I could see that playing out, especially with the revolution AI.
Mm-hmm.
Having on everything right now, dude. Yeah. Wow, whales interesting too. With the whole whale sound thing,
I remember getting a National Geographic book, and in the book, there was a tape that you could pull out and you could play it. It was recordings of a humpback whale, the sounds that they make. So, they got tons of research on this, and you know, it's kind of cool. You guys ever seen Star Trek?
No,
four. The Voyage Home?
Yeah.
With Chris Pine? Yeah, Chris Pine?
No, not Chris Pine.
Chris Pine isn't Star Trek.
The new one.
Oh yes.
Talk about that old school hard Star Trek.
Yeah. Where Spock was reborn. And in order to save the human race in the future, this alien craft came in and was destroying everything on Earth with their sound waves. And it turned out to be humpback whales. So Star Trek people had to go back in time to get whales and bring them back to the future. Right? And it was cool. Spock was there giving them the mind meld.
It was my favorite. It was my favorite Star Trek.
That was my favorite Star Trek too.
To this day is my favorite Star Trek.
Was William Shatner in that one?
Yes.
Leonard Nimoy.
He was in full out Shatner mode in that one, dude. I love that Star Trek. That was my favorite Star Trek.
And the whales saved the future because the whales are communicating with the aliens. Say, okay, we're cool, man. We're back. You can leave now.
Well, if anyone can do it, it would be the whales.
Right? The whales. I want to hear more about this community. I'm going to do more research down the line and see what they come up with on this. But, you know, yeah, that's my story, guys.
I have Coco, the gorilla, that met Robin Williams.
Oh, I love that. I love Coco.
What went on with Coco the gorilla, dude?
Do you know about Coco the gorilla?
I hear something that, well, from you mentioning it already with Robin Williams. What's your story with Coco the gorilla, man?
I want, if we had like fancy producers, they would start playing Tom Petty, American Girl right now. Oh, she was an American. Because Coco was a Western lowland gorilla born. What day is more American than any other day?
4th of July.
She was born on the 4th of July, 1971. What town is the most American of all towns?
Allentown.
No.
Wait, it was New York.
No.
San
Francisco.
They would look at New York or Miami or San Francisco or anywhere like that.
She was born in San Francisco. I just wanted to keep it.
Damn.
So Coco stayed with her mama until she was one. He was talking to my cat. Live action communicating with my cat. So she stayed with her mom until she was one, and then she had to be taken to the zoo's like hospital to be treated for a life-threatening illness. I have very brief notes, so I can't tell you what the life-threatening illness was. So there she meets this woman named, oh my god, Francine Patterson, and they are treating her, Francine and this guy named Charles Pasternak. They were the ones that started to care for Coco when she was sick. And then they were like, well, we want to do this kind of research experiment with Coco about communicating. And they were like, well, yeah, she can stay with you guys and she can do this experiment. And she actually ends up staying with Francine long time. So while she stayed with Francine, she was able to learn how to communicate through sign language. It wasn't a regular like American sign language. It was a particular sign language that Francine taught her. I guess the words, it was more limited in words. It was estimated that she learned over 1,000 signs. And Francine called this sign language, she called it gorilla sign language. So 1,000 words, her level of language through the sign language was compared to a 3-year-old human. So that was her kind of language model. She also spoke to Coco. Francine spoke to Coco in English. And she said that Francine, now this is a lot of people debate just how much Coco really understood and, you know, whatever. But according to Francine, Coco did understand what she was saying. And she understood about 2,000 words of the English language in addition to those 1,000 signs. So Coco became famous. Well, not famous, but she became very well known. She ended up on the cover of National Geographic. Coco loved kittens. And she got a kitten. She got baby kitten. She named it All Ball, which people thought meant that she knew how to rhyme. And she like treated this little kitten like her baby, and then the kitten ran and got hit by a car. And
Oh.
then, yeah, like 5 months into Coco, Coco was devastated. And then she ended up getting two more kittens, and she had them for a long while. She met Robin Williams. You can watch the video online on YouTube. She had a fascination for nipples.
Oh.
And it is very obvious in her interaction with Robin Williams that Coco is a freak and she is trying to touch Robin Williams' nipples. Not trying, she touches. And at one point, she lifts up his shirt and shows his nipple. Yes, Issa.
No. Like, I don't even know why I was saying no. You distract me with Robin Williams' nipple.
Nipples. He was a hairy man. She
It
thought he
was a
was 14.
that's funny that you say that. Did you see the video? Have you seen it?
No, I didn't see
No, I
that.
just know Robin Williams is a hairy dude. Like, he make me proud to be a hairy man. Like,
Yeah.
he's like,
There's a
he's a
part where
hairy dude.
she like pulls the back of his shirt and he makes a comment about like all the fur or something. So I thought you had maybe seen the video. But yeah, the famous picture of her, I don't know if you guys have seen it, is
I've
her
seen,
carrying a kitten.
yeah, I've seen that picture. I've seen her with Robin Williams. I've seen a picture of
She's
him
met
and
a lot of
Robin Williams.
celebrities.
I didn't see
She's
all of the video.
It's
Like who
sweet.
else?
It's short. It's sweet.
Yeah,
She's met other celebrities. I didn't write them down, but
Mr.
I.
Rogers. I've seen a picture of her
Yes,
with Mr.
she met
Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, correct. She died in 2018. She was 46.
Damn. So we'll ask gorilla dude.
I know. Can you
I
imagine
know what's the
being her
lifespan
caregiver?
of a gorilla. While we checking that,
In the
like,
wild? I don't know.
I honestly, this is how knowledgeable I am about this. I would have think that if you give a gorilla a cat, that gorilla will eat that cat. Like,
She
tear that
didn't.
cat apart, dude, like in 2 seconds.
Apparently, she treated it like her baby. She said in it says here in human care they can live into their 50s, but in the wild they typically live 30 or 40 years. So she spent most of her life living at the Gorilla Foundation, just so you know.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a gorilla taking care of a cat? You know how dangerous a gorilla is, dude? A gorilla will tear your face off, dude. A gorilla is savage. Like, savage.
In the wild or behind a door, but gentle giants to their kind, I guess. Just give them too hard.
You see that?
Oh, go
Oh,
down.
look at that massive ass gorilla. Dude, I wouldn't want to be in a on like caged area with that gorilla, dude. You know how freaky that shit is? That's like people who walk up to bears and shit like that. I'm like, oh man, he's such a good bear.
yeah, just roll up and play dead. That's what you got to do. They'll nurse you back to health, maybe. They'll rub your head. I have no idea.
I relate to Coco. I love kittens too. And I also know 2,000 words in English.
Oh, I think I know about that much also.
Yeah.
We're geniuses.
You guys didn't see Congo?
No.
I Congo, that one
Congo
ape.
is such a
I've
classic,
seen that.
dude.
It's a horror movie, right?
It's like one of those 90s kind of awesome ass,
Yeah, I've seen that one.
stupid horror movie kind of things, I guess.
Was it communications with
I
animals in
mean,
that one?
well, yeah, the same exact thing with Coco, dude.
Same thing.
It
Oh,
should,
really?
I wish it had like nothing to do with his story. No, but it was like the story was that. The story was that the dude was a scientist and he had like this monkey and it was like this baby gorilla and he had it in captivity and he teach it a sign and but the quickening story is that he give it his glove so when the gorilla sign the glove would make the words
Oh,
so when
shit.
the yeah so when he sign and the gorilla say I love banana. You know, he was here. I love banana. Like if it was Stephen Hawking on typing shit out or something like that, right? And yeah, he gorilla was depressed, wanted to go back into the Amazon, into the Congo. That's the name.
Congo.
Yeah, so they
Oh,
had
yeah.
to take the gorilla back, and it was like Ernie Hudson, like Tim Curry. It was like awesome dudes in that show, man. That show was classic.
I gotta
Yeah,
watch
but
that
that
now.
was yeah. Yeah, that was good. I'd love that movie. So the gorilla used to talk, but she wanted to go back and be wild in the forest.
She
And when
wanted
they
to
take
be
her back to the
wild and
Congo,
free.
yeah, she wanted to be wild and free.
You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. You hear
Nah,
that? You hear that,
not
Khalid?
I don't know about that. They may be away.
Here are the celebrities, some of the celebrities that Coco met. And I'm like, you guys are going to die when I mention one of these. Robin Williams, Fred Rogers, Betty White, Leonardo DiCaprio,
the first one that not dead. Oh, okay.
Peter Flea. Gabriel, Sting, and William Shatner.
Oh, dude, full circle.
Full circle moment. It's beautiful.
Love it.
Wow. Mm. There you go.
Yeah, but Coco, dude, there's also, you ever seen those videos online? There's a lady that set up this table, and the table has different buttons. One says treat, one is like outdoors, one says mad, one says happy, one says pet me. And she has like 30 buttons, and she made it for a cat. She made one for the dog. One of them has a disability.
I was going to bring this up. Yeah, man.
Oh, bring it up. Talk about that one.
No. Please, please.
No, I just was remembering that. But this lady found a way to communicate with her animals. So if the cat wants a treat or the dog wants a treat, it would press the button, treat, treat, you get a treat. Then if the lady says no, then the dog goes over and presses another button, says mad, mad, treat, treat, goes back to the treat button. And it's interesting to see that they learn this, but how did she teach them those, you know, that was the...
And what did the cat do? Not give a fuck?
No, the cat pressed those buttons too.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I got to find that video again and just, you know,
see. I see one up to today. And the experiment was that the same device, right, for the dog. And the guy was like taking the dog favorite stuffed toy and pretending like he throwing it in the garbage. And the dog was literally like pressing the buttons. And it was like TikTok, right? So I don't know how real this shit was, but it was like so interesting. The dog was like, stop, 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 bad, bad, stop. Like freaking out on this dude for throwing away his stuffed toy, man.
I can't believe that. How do you
believe that too?
Live action, have a communicate with your cat for us.
Lily Bean. Lily. So you know what Lily does do to me when she wants me to pet her and I stop, she grabs my hand and is like, pet me.
Oh yeah.
She communicates.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Loki will have a full conversation with you. Like, if you talk to him, he'll meow back at you. And he kind of matches your tone. It's just funny. Animals are, they're really smart. They know how to play humans, I'll say that.
Dude, then you guys need to let me know, because I don't know how I feel about Penelope Smith. You guys see the videos I send you of this lady?
No. Who's that?
Oh, please do tell us.
I didn't see that.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I'm scared. I feel like something scary is about to happen.
No, is dude, look, you guys have this right now, like, because it'll be in the links. And listen.
Where do I put my phone?
Remember the show on Animal Planet with the dude who used to train the dogs and shit like that?
Caesar,
yeah. You said but I would see it, right?
Uh-huh.
And like he had like ways he would communicate with the animals, but it never come across like English. It was always like like, you know what I mean? Like actions to control a dog or actions to control the animal.
Yeah.
This lady.
Oh no.
She coined this term animal communicators, right? And dude, if you guys look this up, it is a whole community of individuals. I am talking about, there is an animal communication directory of people that you could reach out to.
I saw this on the Nicole Richie show. She got somebody to come communicate with her through her dog.
Yeah, So I talking about like these animal communicators, and I was like, dude, we should try to call. And we were so running for the last couple of weeks. that like I didn't get a second, but I was like, man, we should have hit one of these people up in Miami and see if we could have get them on the show.
Yeah, I need to talk to Loki because let me tell you guys, and you guys tell me if you think this is weird. I tell Lewis that I've known Loki for a lot of lives, and in our last life, we were married, and he says that's weird that I say that, but I believe it.
You really
I
believe
believe
it,
in
huh?
you, Patty.
I do.
No, but I don't know,
That
dude.
could be.
Loki
Like,
is my
listen.
soulmate.
Well,
You
listen.
laugh. Not funny. It's true. He is.
So you would go to this lady and pay this lady money
I
to have
would.
a.
Yes.
I
How
just
much?
seen,
How much
dude.
does it cost?
Dude.
I don't know. I don't I, like. I don't want to know. But like, she like. I
Don't want to know?
don't want to know. But like, she the kind of communication that she having. Like, I watch one of her sessions. If you YouTuber,
YouTube
right?
it.
These sessions going along the lines of lady talking to the owner, saying, "Hey, I talked to your dog. I don't need to meet the dog. I could communicate with the dog
Oh.
via Skype. I could
No.
communicate once I know where the dog is, once I have a vision of the dog, I could communicate with the dog. Everything's
Okay.
sent in my brain and like I communicate with him. The dog is depressed because of the fact that he have emotional issues from a past life or some kind of thing like that. Like she go deep in it, right? And then explain why the dog acting in certain ways and how you could what you could do to help communicate with the dog and you know, or what you could do with the cat and why the cat shedding right now or why it have this nervous tick that it cleaning itself or licking his ass too much or whatever the case might be that freaking you out about the animal.
Well,
And she doing these three-way therapy sessions with these people, dude.
have something to say. My cat Lily has had really bad allergies. I've spent so much money. I continue to spend so much money because she's on a special diet and she has to take special medicine. And had I known, I just needed to call this lady to figure out what the fuck is going on. I would have done that. Where were you like 2 years ago, Issa?
Dude, I remember that shit when you were spending all that dough on that cat. And I was like, dude, I want to do the same thing for my cat. I remember that shit. But I was like, and she had to have the cone on her head for like 3 months or some kind of shit, dude.
She
I remember
did.
that.
She's okay now. Still on special diet, but.
You got me thinking now, Patty, you know, what if all these animals are reincarnated people in our past lives? You know, we're gonna come back around our same people, but some are gonna be humans, some are gonna be animals. But my thought is there a part of them in the mind of the cat, you know, still there? That spirit? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, okay, so
Why is that dog?
this guy talking about his dog and the experience he had with this animal communicator, right? So basically he's saying Penelope came over a few days later and I introduced her to my daughter and Nathan. Nathan is the dog. Everyone liked her right away. She greeted all of us and then sat down with Nathan, the dog. Just looked at him and he looked at her. This went on for about 10 minutes. The whole time I was thinking, well, we'll see. And then finally, Penelope started laughing and said she understood the problem. She said that Nathan had been in a litter of puppies a few blocks from us and kept with the other pups on the screened-in porch, back porch, which was covered all over with newspapers. And that is why he used to be like peeping on the front porch with newspapers. And this is the kind of things that she breaking down, man. And they continuously doing stuff with this lady, man. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I would do it.
I don't know, dude.
How much does it cost?
I'm just thinking the global pet market is $261 billion, dude. People want a piece of that pie, bro.
Why is
I
my
know
dog
who.
humping my leg? And she'll tell me that, oh,
Yes.
you were his bitch in the last life. So that's why
Yes.
you're humping your leg. I'm like, oh, okay. Or just a dog he is, by the way. No, I'm too.
But I'm saying, dude, like, this is why it weird. I don't know.
It depends on the cost. I might do it. I mean, I already know that me and Loki were married in a past life. She doesn't have to tell me that. But I'm just curious about what else she would say. He's looking at me. He knows.
He knows. He knows.
He knows.
You would do it, Khaled? You would pay her? I say $500.
But if it was free, would you do it if it was free?
Yeah, free.
Okay.
I like free. But I would, if I really wanted to communicate, but I know what my pets want. They want food. They want a pet. They want a cuddle. They want scratches. They want to play with toys. And yeah.
What if one of them is your grandmother's past?
Yes.
What if one of them is your grandmother? Wouldn't you want to know that? Why is that weird?
It wouldn't be weird. Would I want to know? No.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I do, but
so I'm one not... could be your grandmother.
What if I become a roach or a mosquito? I'm like, when I literally thoughts in my mind,
you
when
weren't I good. Get you're a mosquito, not, you're
I'm
not,
like, reincarnated to something better.
You're not gonna be a roach or a mosquito. You're too good to be a roach or a mosquito.
Short lives, a butterfly, you know, fly around a little bit, check shit out, get eaten by a moth or a lizard, you know, quick life.
No.
Reincarnate.
You think that butterfly know that the life was quick? You probably think he lived for 500 years.
Right.
Right. I mean, yeah, dude. I don't know. I don't know. Free is free, I guess. I don't know if, like, where does I wonder it is if people have that ability, you know? Because we talk about, like, people in the past having like psychic abilities and people having the ability to like read minds. But you're telling me it have people who claim that they could read an animal mind and that the animal communicating with them on a human like level where they could like get what the animal trying to say. That's a lot to ask. Like I'm just saying, it's a big one. I don't know.
Those videos fool me all the time when people say, hey, the cat said hello. And it's like, oh. I was like, oh my God, he did. But is it really him saying hello? Or you just, you know, hey, where's my newspaper? Or some shit like that. He says some random stuff that, you know.
I think for me, it would be like if she was able to say, like, oh, the reason that Lily does without me telling her, like, the things that Lily does, like, oh, the reason that Lily wakes you up every day at 4 in the fucking morning is because she used to be on a, she was a milkmaid at the farm. I don't know. Like, if she said things that I didn't say, I would believe that.
Okay. It, you know.
Now, if she came into my house and was like, Lily says that in a past life, she went up a mountain and it was fun and she was carrying a well. She went to the well and fell in the well. I'd be like, okay, girl, bye. But if she said like things that my cats do and why they do those things in relation to who they were in a past life, that I would believe.
Oh, you mean like without you mentioning...
Right. Like without me telling her, hey, Lily wakes up at 4 a.m. or things I put on the internet. You know, like that kind of stuff. Like if she was able to say things that my pets do that I did not talk to her about and say, well, they do this because whatever, or when they do this, they're trying to tell you whatever, that I would believe it. Why not? I mean,
it's like, I'll be like, then does your cat look at you and turn its head sideways? And look at his plate.
My cats actually do not do that. So you see, that's how I would know you were lying.
Oh, my cat. Well, the cat outside does that. It runs, the outside cat runs around the house, comes out and looks at his bowl. Then, you know, it doesn't look at you, it looks at his bowl. It's looking at the bowl. Like, pull it up, human.
Yep.
Man.
Did we cover psychics, dude? We do a psychic episode. No, what was the episode we do with the crystal ball? That was our witches kind of episode, right? We should do a psychic episode.
Yeah, we did communicating with the dead.
Yeah,
Well,
that was
to come
scary.
combine all that, there was a video I was watching of a lady when I was researching communicating with animals. She popped up and she's like, I can help you communicate with your animal now. What you need to
This is
do
the
is,
lady I'm talking about,
that's a
dude.
lady. She's like, get your
Same
animal.
thing.
She's like, visualize your dead animal. We're going to use your dead animal to help you communicate with your current animal, but you have to visualize that animal and ask the animal for help in communicating with your current animal. And I just turned off the video. It's like, I don't got time for this. But you know, how did it end? I don't know.
Fantastic research, Colin. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll send you the video.
Envision your dead
Really?
animal. My dude was like, nope, I ain't down for
Nope.
this voodoo shit. Stop this video right now, lady. Whoa. All right, well, I mean, like, I guess if we think that psychics is a thing that could go down, then why not?
Yeah, why not?
Animal psychic people, I guess.
Yeah, why not?
You want to hear
Absolutely,
some
why not?
movies?
Oh,
A
yeah.
list of movies. A lot of them I didn't see, dude. Okay, so just this is like some of the top ones they had. Spirited Away.
That's an
You guys
anime
see?
film, right?
Yeah.
With the horse?
I think so.
Spirit. I have no
I
idea.
didn't see it.
I've seen pieces, but I don't remember it. That's from when I was like a teenager, right?
It's
No.
2001. Yeah.
Yeah, like in
That
high,
was
well,
my
right after high school. Okay.
Encanto. You guys see Encanto?
Now,
There's I
no
see
animal
Encanto.
talking in Encanto, is there?
It's like every Disney movie, they'll have
True.
somebody talk to somebody, talk
Oh,
to
yeah,
an animal, right?
you're right. Okay. Gotcha.
They
Yeah.
particularly mention Harry Potter and the Chamber of
For
Secrets. I don't
sure.
know why that one.
Oh, let's get back to Encanto. There is a kid, his special power is talking to animals. Animal talker. Yeah.
Oh
In
yeah,
Encanto?
right?
Yeah. That was
That's a
his special
cartoon,
power.
right?
It's a Disney cartoon, yeah.
I love Encanto, dude.
It's good.
Never seen it.
So good. That was the one with John Leguizamo, dude.
Oh.
Yeah. Dr. Doolittle.
The best.
Which one?
Old and new one. The old one
Yeah.
with original from like the 60s and
I
then.
like the Eddie Murphy one more,
That was
but
good.
like I enjoy the Donnie one too.
Yeah. Haven't seen
Tarzan.
any of them. Okay.
Jungle
Tarzan
Book.
was Brendan Fraser, right? The new one, or the newer one.
Do
Oh, yeah.
I looking at this list from IMDb, and the one that they had noted was the animated one.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure the concept was the same for like all the Tarzan things, right? He used to talk, communicate with them in some way. Jungle Book. That was a
Jungle Book.
classic.
Yeah, I saw that when I was a kid.
You guys ever see this show called Beastmaster? I remember
Yeah.
that shit when I was a
Yes.
kid, dude. Yeah, like me and Colin remember that old
I
shit.
wanted
That's it.
ferrets after like two ferrets. Go away, you
Yes.
babies. Bird, be my eyes. Tell me what's going on out there. Beastmaster. Oh.
Ferrets.
That sounds familiar, but I can't like me see.
And it was so sad when ferret didn't
So
make it.
classic, dude. So classic. I
Oh
tell you,
no. I've never seen this.
Congo. Well, you mentioned Congo earlier. Yeah, they just start repeating movies at this point. I'll
You
just bring
know
up some good
who
ones.
was in Beastmaster? The mom from Set Night from that 70s show.
Peg Bundy?
Donna's mom from that 70s show.
Oh.
Kwani Kittane or something like that, no?
Tanya Roberts and then the
Tanya
dad from Good
Roberts.
Times
Oh.
was on it too.
You see some popular ones. Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, I loved that movie when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Crocodile Dundee was an old classic.
On.
I've tried his technique of putting your fingers, your pointy finger, and your pinky finger
Uh-huh.
in front of an animal's nose to see what it does. I just get licked a lot. Doesn't it fall asleep?
Mm-mm.
But that is a sensitive spot.
I will admit, though, that like I try to do that. I try to control the animal use and the Crocodile Dundee technique, and it did not work.
Didn't? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No. I was like, sleep, dog. Nope, none of that shit. Yeah, they're going real abstract. Oh, dude, they have a movie on Coco.
Oh.
Yeah, a full-out documentary from 1978.
Oh, yeah. There's a documentary. I think you can see it on YouTube.
I can't. I'm not seeing any that look too familiar. They're going super abstract now. Have Power Rangers Lost Galaxy. What is that?
Galaxy, where the raccoon speaks?
Rocket. They have no idea, bro.
I am Groot.
No clue.
You ever seen the movie Strays? Where the Strays...
Yes.
That communication right there.
With Will Ferrell?
Was he in there?
He was one of the voices, no?
Well, yes, you're right. He is one of the voices, you're right.
I have that on
the animals.
I have that on the watch list. Yeah.
Oh my god, you didn't say all dogs go to heaven.
Oh, I forget that one. Yeah, man, that was on the list, dude.
Oh my god, that movie, I cried so much.
It's a cartoon, right?
Yeah, all dogs go to heaven, dude.
Charlotte's Web is the first book I ever read.
That's the last
Charlotte's Web. Wasn't people talking to animals, though?
I think it was just animals communicating with each other.
Yeah, right?
Or was it the
girl? Like Animal Farm.
Was it the girl interpreting their conversations? Because it seemed to me throughout that book, what they were saying, she's interpreting their conversations, telling her aunt about it. So I'm thinking, possibility.
Maybe, yeah.
Because I read that book like a few months ago.
Really? It's a good book.
I actually read in with a kid right now. This, what's the name of the book, man? Shit. Ivan. No, Ivan is a gorilla. The gorilla's name is Ivan.
Oh.
It's like a classic ass book, dude.
Man. Oh, talking about classics, I'm going to read a classic. I'm going to read the next book I'm going to read is called Something About a Cat in the Hat. Classic book.
I've heard of it. I think.
Get through it. But, you know. Oh, that is also communicating with an animal. There you go. I guess cat. From what I hear.
Ivan the Girl. Dude, what is the name of this book? Holy shit. Can't believe I can't remember the name of this book.
I'm reading Killers of the Flower Moon.
Wow, Patty. Damn. You watch the movie, long ass movie, and then you're gonna read the book. That's so smart.
A friend recommended the book. It's a little different than the movie, but I'm only like on I don't have a ton of time to read. I'm only like on the third chapter. I really gotta get to it.
Man, I gotta start reading more. I'm gonna read to my pets.
You should. I think that would be nice.
Yeah, I tried that reading my but they tend to like chew the pages as I'm reading. Why? I have no idea. Oh.
Well, I mean, guys, the one and only Ivan. The one and only Ivan.
I don't know what that is.
Me either.
One and only Ivan, dude. It's supposedly an American classic.
Yeah. I maybe.
Well, anyway. Dude, we gotta like do a follow-up episode of this and just talk about people shagging animals. Like people shagging dolphins, shagging, like, it is really inappropriate, but apparently you'd have like a lot of that shit going down, dude.
What are they communicating?
Gerbils and like.
Oh, no.
Chickens. Oh, no.
Like, bestiality is not cool, dude, but it is apparently rampant.
Super rampant. Is it rampant?
Apparently, this lady, like, I didn't even want to start this up because, like, yeah, she loved the dolphin, and there was something in the 60s, and she was part of the experiment. That's a whole different podcast, man.
Whole different podcast, yeah. Bestiality.
Well, it's our podcast, but a whole different episode.
Yeah.
We're not too above the road.
We're not too above that shit, but...
We have to get those animals and get them some buttons to see what they're saying. You know, we need to know.
I know what they're saying. Please stop.
Please stop.
Close in thoughts on talking to animals.
I do it all the time.
Talking to the animals.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
This was a very very pleasant conversation about
it
talking
was.
To animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Could, for so you real. Started talking going... about fucking bestiality.
Right?
With that in mind.
Lesson for some, not for us.
With that in mind, we will catch you next time. See ya.
Hug your pet.
Move.
Take them out to walk on the grass. But make sure they don't run away.
No.
Because if they do, you're a horrible pet owner.
Yeah.
Catch that grass. See ya.
Hi. Bye.